Title: Funds Available to Businesses Under the Coronavirus Economic Stabilization Act, CARES ACT Title 4. Content: Major economic stabilization funds are made available to U.S. businesses, including nonprofits, states and municipalities under Title 4 of the CARES Act. Title 4 itself is titled the Coronavirus Economic Stabilization Act of 2020, referred to in this summary as CESA. 1. The categories of available funds are $25 billion to passenger air carriers and certain associated business such as those that perform inspection, repair and replacement services of passenger airlines, and ticket agents, $4 billion for cargo air carriers, $17 billion for business important to maintaining national security, $454 billion plus any excess from the above categories for direct loans, loan guarantees and investments to eligible businesses, states and municipalities, through purchases of obligations and other interests on the primary and secondary debt markets and the making of direct loans, including secured loans, through debt programs and facilities. CESA does not specify how funds are to be allocated among businesses, states, and municipalities. Loans, loan guarantees, or other investments must be issued on or before December 31, 2020. 2. Unlike as provided for Paycheck Protection Program provided to small businesses pursuant to Title I of the CARES Act, the CESA does not provide for the forgiveness of any of the loans, loan guarantees, or other investments provided pursuant to Title IV. If a business has received loans or loan guarantees under another part of the CARES Act, it will need to show those funds were not adequate in order to qualify for financing under CESA. 3. Not a carrier or national security business. CESA authorizes the Treasury Department to provide loans, loan guarantees and other investments to businesses that are not passenger or cargo carriers or national security businesses. This authorization falls into two categories that leave considerable room open for further definition and structure. Treasury can participate in loans and loan programs designed by the Federal Reserve subject to certain special rules for the purpose of providing liquidity to the financial system that supports lending to eligible businesses, states, or municipalities, B4, programs. 4. Although no details are currently available, we expect that loans will be made available to small and mid-sized businesses, and CESA refers to the Main Street Lending Program that the Federal Reserve announced on around Monday, March 23, 2020. Treasury is instructed to endeavor to create its own program for mid-sized businesses with 500 to 10,000 employees. Special provisions for mid-sized businesses and nonprofits, 500 to 10,000 employees. CESA requires the Treasury Secretary to endeavor to implement financing arrangements that are made directly to businesses and nonprofit organizations with 500 to 10,000 employees. The mandatory loan terms are an interest rate that does not exceed 2% per year. No principal or interest payments shall be required during the first 6 months or a longer period as the Treasury Secretary determines. The following criteria apply to the loans and loan guarantees under this mid-sized business program. 5. The business must certify that it needs the loan to support ongoing operations which are affected by uncertainty or economic conditions at the time of the loan application. No public company stock buybacks, unless it was already contractually obligated, or dividends payments are allowed until 1 year after the loan or loan guarantee has been repaid. The business must retain at least 90% of its current workforce, presumably measured at March 24, 2020, until September 30, 2020. The business must intend to restore at least 90% of the workforce it had as of February 1, 2020, and retain that workforce within 4 months after the federal government terminates its coronavirus emergency declaration. The business must be domiciled in the U.S. and have significant operations and employees located in the U.S. The business must agree to the executive compensation limitations discussed below. The business cannot be the subject of a bankruptcy proceeding. The business cannot outsource or offshore jobs during the loan and for 2 years after loan repayment. The business cannot abrogate existing collective bargaining agreements for the term of the loan plus an additional 2 years. The business must remain neutral in any union orga.